Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. You'll be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. It could be my social media, my PayPal, my YouTube, etc., etc., etc. You know, usually when a soccer tournament comes around, you know, one of the big national soccer tournaments, you know, CONCACAF, man, we also have the worst confederation name out of all the soccer confederations. But right now, Euro 2020 is going on. And if my life was normal right now, I probably would be watching more of the matches. Now, I know a lot of you guys, my American listeners, are probably like, oh my God, soccer, so boring. By the way, I am going to the Orlando City match this coming Saturday, thanks to a listener. I don't know if she wants me to mention her, but I'm heading out to that soccer match with her. She's a good friend of the guys from Funny to Informing. I'll leave it at that. But I ended up getting to watch the end of the Germany-England match. Now, you would think England would have more international success than what they have. Yes, they've won a World Cup. Yes, they've won a Euro. But it's been quite a while since they've been able to do that. And they ended up beating Germany. Now, if you're not a big soccer fan, football fan for the people outside of the United States, Germany has been pretty much a powerhouse. And I got to tell you, their manager might be the most disgusting, just foul person that I have ever met in my life. I have no idea how this dude ever gets laid, because if you've ever seen some of the videos of the German national team soccer manager and what he does on the touchline, Jesus Christ, I don't know how this guy would ever get laid. He is constantly picking his nose, and not only picking his nose, he is ingesting the boogers that he's getting. And he just does, you know what? Maybe he gets women because he has so much confidence. Like, he cannot give two fucks what people think about him picking his nose and eating his boogers. Like, he doesn't. So maybe he's just a confident person, but also he's been caught one time. He actually stuck his hand down the back of his pants and did a little credit card slide thing that you do with your hand. Just to check maybe if you fart and you might have a little bit of something come out and you want to check it. Yeah, he did that on live TV, got caught on TV, and then not only did he do that, he sniffed it. He put his own fucking hands up to his nose to sniff it. Now, we all probably have done that once in our lives, in our private lives, but to do that on one of the world's biggest stages, one of the most popular sports in the world, that takes a lot of balls, and it just shows that he does not give two fucks, like I said. But England ended up winning 2-0. They move on to the quarterfinals. Now, I really don't want to talk much about the game. I want to talk about what was going on in the Royal Box. I guess the Royal Box is where, you know, Prince William and his chick and their kid show up to watch the match. And then they're going to have all these other celebrities in there. You got Ed Sheeran. You got David Beckham. And that's one of the points that I wanted to make up or bring up, is that it just shows, even though you may think somebody has everything, their life is perfect. Like, have you ever looked at somebody and you're like, if you do believe in God, you're like, man, how did that guy end up so lucky that God just made him perfect? Like, there's nothing wrong with him. No, that's the cruel joke. You guys have got it all wrong. God will give you some things if you do believe in him. And it's just a cruel joke because you're always going to have at least something wrong with you. Here, I'll give you Prince William, for example. The guy's got a smoking hot wife, Kate. Kid seems pretty cool. You're in line for the throne, which I don't even know if your dad should get. I mean, I thought the whole thing was that once you got divorced or you married somebody else, that you didn't get the crown. But just to show you, you think Prince William has everything? The guy is bald as fuck. And you can't tell me with all the money that he has that the firm, and I'm doing air quotes right now, the firm, can't put some hair on that dude. Like, seriously. But that also shows you that women sometimes can just be superficial and just be gold diggers. You know, Kate was probably like, oh my God, he's going to be king. I could be queen one day. I could give birth to the next in line because we're going to get married before Harry does. I'm going to get to Harry here in a few minutes because I'm going to relate that with him and Ed Sheeran. Like, once again, how do you become a prince? Marry Meghan Markle, get to the United States, have all that, be a badass fighter that fought for the military, and be a ginger. That's the one thing that I've learned. There's a lot of ginger hate in the United Kingdom, in my opinion. From what I've seen, you know, I've looked at all the Doctor Who jokes. You know, they even put that in there. You remember when David Tennant turned into Matt Smith, and he's looking at his hair, and he says, oh, still not ginger. So, yeah, there is some ginger hate going on there. But back to William, though. I mean, he is one day going to be the king of England. And this guy has no hair. Get that stuff fixed. Or is he worried about it? You know what? You're going to be the king of England. Go out there. Get yourself some hair. Because that's the thing about guys. Guys will not admit to plastic surgery because it shows insecurity. Women will go out and get all types of plastic surgery all the time. And getting hair implants, plugs, is not that big of a deal anymore. I know that Russ, and I'm not like blowing Russ in on anything, because Russ actually had a sponsor, Russ, the host of the Monsters in the Morning at Real Radio 104.1. He got his hair put in. I don't think I'll ever have to worry about going bald. You know, see, that's even more proof. God gave me this awkward body. God gave me this awful voice, even though I work in podcasting and radio. But he gave me a full head of hair and an above average penis. So, look, I think it all comes out in the wash when it comes to that type of stuff. So, I don't know. I would like to hear from you. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. I would like to hear the thing that you're proud of and the thing that you're insecure of. You can also email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuttle@gmail.com. Because I really, really would like to hear from you. I would like to do my own little, study here. Because I have a hypothesis that nobody is perfect. Everybody is good at something. But then, if you, like I said, if you believe in God, the reason God just plays a cool trick on you. Not cool, cruel joke. And leaves you bald, even though you're going to be the king. You know what, though? That crown will fit nice and neatly. Because he has that bozo cut. And that's the other thing. Guys, just shave it all off. Because you look even worse with that little patch of hair going around there and leaving the bald spot. Just get rid of it all. Burn it all down. Straight to the marble. Shave that stuff like Mr. Clean every single day. Here, before I move on to my next topic, here's another example. David Beckham was in the royal box as well, too. Let's look at this. Good-looking guy. One of the greatest athletes ever to play football, one of the greatest footballers of all time. Hell, they even did a movie about him called Bend It Like Beckham. Have you ever heard David Beckham talk? By the way, he's also married to a Spice Girl. I mean, he seems like a pretty nice dude. even though he owns Miami FC now, so they're kind of a rival of Orlando City. The guy pretty much seems like he has everything. Until you hear him talk, he seems like he could have been one of the extras in The Wizard of Oz. You know, when the little munchkin people come out and tell you to follow the yellow brick road? Yeah, every time I hear David Beckham talk after one of these, David, how did you do today on the soccer pitch? That was a cracker of a goal you got today. Well, I tell you what, I almost sound like a munchkin person. That was my regular voice, and plus I can't do a British accent. So what I'm trying to say is, don't ever get down on yourself. Don't ever think the celebrities have everything. And if they do have everything, it's because they've had enough money to be able to repair, plump up, get rid of wrinkles, tighten up whatever there is out there. Trust me. I've always said, you know, they say there's no plastic surgery to give a man a bigger penis. I think that's a lie. I think the rich elite men have enough money to be able to get experimental surgery done to give them at least like 3 inches. Like, you don't want to go overboard. Not 3 inches, but 3 inches on top of what they already have. It's like kind of getting a truck lift here in Volusia County. That's all I'm saying. And finally, while I was watching a match, I just had this random thought. You know, I'm a big wrestling fan. I'm always trying to flank myself. And by flank, just always look at all situations, all scenarios. Like when I go to a movie theater, I look around to see where the emergency exit doors are after what happened when they had that that mass shooting during the Batman movie. Yeah, so I do that. I never sit with my back to the door when I'm at a restaurant or a public area. Just don't do it. But has anybody ever thought that this whole royal family feud that they got going on between Meghan Markle and Harry after the interview that they did with Oprah? Now, I don't know what side to see, but I got a different take on this. I do. You know, the United States is not an old country. What? Little under 300 years, 1776. We're about to have another birthday coming up real soon here. And you can't tell me, even though, like, and 200 years seems like a lot. But you also got to understand, Great Britain probably still is a little mad that the greatest army at the time, the British Royal Navy, their army, got beat by a bunch of farmers that had 13 original colonies. Yeah, we got a little help from France because France, you know, did a run-in, kind of hit the other dude over the chair or over the head with a chair after the referee was knocked out. This all does seem like a big wrestling gimmick here. So, yeah, we did end up beating them. Can't tell me that the United Kingdom is not pissed. What if this whole feud is just a ploy, just a big ruse? Because you know that Harry's daughter, Lilbit, sounds like a very southern name, by the way, but it is an homage to Queen Elizabeth right now. And now that that kid is born here in the United States, guess what that means, people? Their girl can run for president of the United States one day. I know it's a very, very long play, but if this is what they're really, really doing, bravo. Bravo. Because that's a lot of time. And we're like, all right, what can we do? Yeah, it's going to look bad for the firm. It's going to look bad for the royal family. But we're going to, you know, we're not going to say, you know, outright. We're just going to throw out rumors that Meghan Markle was offended because they were afraid that the baby was going to be too black. Or dark. Can you imagine that, though? What if Lilbit becomes the first black or mixed race, one from African American, one being from the United Kingdom? And then they got us the reunification of the 13 original colonies. Thank God Florida wasn't one of them. And then the UK's got us. They'll be like, yeah, bitches. Fuck your farming ancestors and their single-shot muskets. We are now back in control. Fuck you, bitches. We are now back in control. And what if this was all the mastermind, the Lex Luthor of this whole plan was Oprah? What if Oprah was the one who was like, Harry, Megan, come over here. We'll get the ball rolling with this interview. Then we'll collaborate on a whole bunch of stuff so you can build up your empire, build up your image here in the United States of America to make a run. We can watch a little bit grow up in front of our eyes. She can be molded into the next president of the United States of America. And then Oprah's like, yeah, yeah, see, America, you guys were slavers. I had to jump in on this. I had to be an ally of the New World Order when it comes to the United Kingdom and the United States. And then, it's going to be really, really bad. We're all going to be eating fish sticks and custard with mushy peas. Blech. Even though a good fish and chips, you just go to Cricketer Arms all the time. All right, I digress. I'm going to move along. One last piece of audio that I want to play for you. Well, I don't even know. My shows are getting all mixed together. I haven't even played any audio today. Anyways, game two of the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Montreal Canadiens happens tonight in Tampa. I love, you know, everybody makes fun of the Mexican soccer announcers, football announcers, and how excited they get. They don't have shit on Dave Mishkin, who is the play-by-play guy on the radio side of the Tampa Bay Radio Network.
The center ice, good step up. Sergachev knocks it down and counters.
Just giving you guys a heads up, if you have your stereo speakers turned up all the way, or you're wearing headphones and they're up all the way, this is just a little bit of a volume warning, because that's the thing about Dave. He's all cool, calm, and collective during play. But when that puck crosses that line and hits the back of the net, look the fuck out. You will blow your speakers out. Hell, I lost the TV one time over at the CRI, Clem Racing Incorporated, because I had that bitch jacked up all the way. And then the Lightning scored a goal against the Blackhawks back in 2015. Yeah, Dave Mishkin blew out the speakers and the shitty-ass TV that I was using.
Sergachev across the Montreal line, sweeps to Kucherov right circle. A little centering feed, loose in front, score! Pallone!
Finally.
He batted that out of the air. It's 3-1 Lightning, 2 minutes into the third. I was just saying, Pallone had some good looks.
That's exactly right, you said it.
Is Dave Mishkin so good, like, they have to pay him so much money that they don't even bother to get another, like, broadcaster that can match his enthusiasm? Do they just go to one of the nursing homes nearby, Amalie Arena, and be like, hey, you a hockey fan? Do you know anything about hockey? Oh, you do? Okay, all right. We're gonna pitch you next to this guy. Trust us, he does not do drugs, even though he sounds and gets excited like he does a mound of Scarface cocaine. Yeah. You down? Okay, cool. It would be their luck. This guy would get caught off guard after one of the goals when Mishkin starts screaming and has a grabber and dies of a heart attack.
One for Kucherov. High slot. Holds. Shoot! Score! Kucherov!
What a face-off win.
All right, somebody needs to get the defibrillator. And look, I'm not saying anything bad about the old guy with Mishkin. I'm sure he's a nice guy and everything. And I'm sure compared to, like, if you put him in there with somebody that was normal, he would sound more energetic, but man, oh man. It's like, get out the defibrillator and chuck him in his chest just to get him on the same level of Dave Mishkin.
What a shot by Kucherov, too. It's 4-1 Lightning.
But the face-off win, I was unbelievable, great face-off win by Braden Point.
I was always taught to respect my elders, and this is no disrespect. I'm sure that this guy is a great broadcaster, but this guy is just, I mean, look at how long he pauses in between, how slow he talks. And I know it probably is normal for a guy like him as a broadcaster in hockey, But compared to Michigan, like I said, sounds like he probably smoked some methamphetamines off of some aluminum foil or something, which I know he doesn't. I'm just making a joke here. It's just jokes. Not saying Dave Michigan does uppers to be able to do a broadcast. That's it. I'm just saying. He sounds like he does methamphetamine and cocaine at the same time. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle. From the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model PT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 Podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can go to my YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button. Because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or put up any new uploads. Thinking about doing a live stream tonight, probably around 7 or 8 o'clock. That's why you need to follow me on all my social media. Or, that's why you want to hit that bell button so you get alerted. Because once I set the time, you guys get an alert saying, hey, Tuttle's going to be on YouTube coming up at 7. I found this piece of audio. Now, I know a lot of people get upset by the use of the N-word, okay? Now, I'm not going to use it, but the audio I'm about to play for you has the N-word in it. But the people that say it are African-Americans. So what I'm trying to say is it's not my place to be able to censor them at all, them as people. Just like I'll say cracker all day long, because I am. I'm a Florida cracker. But there is a little like rules of conduct when it comes between criminals. You would think that criminals would not have like bylaws or laws when it comes to like being in prison, because I'm using prison or jail, for example. The one thing that they hate the most is child abusers. People that abuse children sexually and physically. Got to tell you, one of the worst things you can do is send pedophile. Well, it is a great thing because they deserve it. They need to get raped every single day of their lives. These guys that are pedophiles that have sexually and physically abused children. You know what else? The real hood people. And I'm not talking black people. I'm just talking hood. There are white hood people. There are Spanish hood people. There are black hood people. There are just people you don't want to fuck with. And the other thing that they get really, really upset about is animal abuse. They hate animal abuse. Well, these two African-American gentlemen saw another African-American gentleman dragging his pit bull down the street to the point where the dog was suffocating because it was a choker chain that was on the pit bull. The pit bull is bleeding all over the place because this asshole was dragging his dog down the street. This dog, I mean, decent-sized dog, but you could tell it was still a puppy. But, man, did he regret his decision.
I got a fucking dog, bro.
Oh, I forgot to give you an example. Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer ended up getting killed in prison by a guy because Jeffrey Dahmer, he did kill and eat some children. Matter of fact, the craziest thing about that whole Jeffrey Dahmer case is that one of the kids that got away from him ended up getting picked up by police, and the police ended up bringing the kid back to Jeffrey Dahmer. And the police did not do their research and gave the kid back to the person that was intending on eating and killing it. But yeah, somebody did beat Jeffrey Dahmer to death with a broomstick. You know, the monsters as well, too. I don't know if any of you guys remember this. But the Monsters in the Morning, well, at the time, it was the Russ and Bo show. But Donald McDougal, he was a guy that ended up killing a little girl and torturing her. And the radio station, the Russ and Bo show, ended up getting sued. Here, I ended up finding the story. Donald McDougal survivors blame his demise on the Russ and Bo show, broadcast on Real Radio 104.1. The lawsuit filed this week in federal court. And by the way, this is back in 1996. Federal court in Tampa accuses the radio station of causing emotional distress and a wrongful death. McDougal was notorious for the 1982 torture killing of 5-year-old Ursula Sunshine Assade in Altamont Springs. The blood-haired child was abused for several months and then dumped in a pond after her death. McDougal was serving time at Avon Park Correctional Institution in Polk County when fellow inmate Arba Earl Barr beat him to death with an iron horseshoe stake on October 1st, 1996. The lawsuit claims the radio station broadcast a $1,000 reward for McDougal's death. The Orlando Sentinel reviewed a recording of the broadcast in 1996 and found no mention of money, but inmates questioned by Polk County investigators said word had spread through the prison that the station was offering a bounty. Jenny Sue Rhodes, I never got a chance to meet. She was gone. Catherine Brown was already the program director whenever I started to go for Real Radio. But Jenny Sue Rhodes, like I said, would have loved to have met her. At the time of his death, McDougal was only months away from freedom after serving less than half of his 30. See, I'm glad this asshole got killed. The Russ and Bo show took calls for 5 hours about the tragedy and McDougal's upcoming early prison release. During the broadcast, the host joked about lynching McDougal and encouraged inmates to hold a blanket party in which McDougal would be covered with a blanket and beaten. One caller suggested McDougal be killed in prison like Wisconsin serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. See, I was right. See, so that was a big, big deal. And I just wanted to share that with you because there is a little bit of code of conduct when it comes to thieves.
I got a fucking dog, bro. I got a fucking dog, bro. I got a fucking dog, bro. That's probably what you did to him, right? That's probably what you did to him, right?
All right, so the part that you are about to hear, because I just, because the way that this video was edited, I didn't want you, because you guys can't see the video right now, and I just want to, like, you know, set the scene for you. So now the audio that you're going to hear is that they actually took the choker chain off of the pit bull that this asshole was dragging around and they pit it around this other African-American gentleman's neck and start dragging him like he was the pit bull, kicking and punching him in the face.
Head off, nigga. Get the... Oh, like fucking dragging dogs, nigga. Walk that stupid nigga, bro.
That's what the fuck you doing, girlie. That's what you want to do. Fucking
girlie.
Yo, fucking stupid.
And what they mean by don't do that, he was trying to get away. And I got to tell you, when the dude tried to run, the guy was like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Like, get over here. He snatched this dude probably 3 or 4 feet in the air and started dragging him. So that's what they meant by don't do that. It's basically saying you're only going to make it worse for yourself. We're not going to kill you, but we are going to beat the shit out of you. And we were going to teach you a lesson that you cannot just drag and abuse animals.
So punch your fucking head off, nigga.
You better not, nigga.
Niggas want to drag dogs.
Take the drag, nigga. Take it, because that's what you did. That's what you did, nigga.
Take that. Drag that nigga in the street, bro. Take that. Fuck that nigga, bro.
Take that, nigga, bro.
Fucking dickhead.
So they actually dragged this man out into the street, beat him pretty badly, but they did not kill him. The guy was able to get up. He was able to walk away, dust himself off, but the guy did not get to take off with his dog. The guy that did the beating, the two that actually like saved this dog from this asshole abusing him, because if he was doing it once, I'm sure he's already done it again to this dog. The guy brings it home. This dog is already got toys. This dog has already got chewies. It's eating, getting taken care of, being shown love. Tail is wagging. You know, I've never been that type of person about pit bulls. I know that I think that they are deadly, but it's all because of a lot of people that are assholes, like the guy that was dragging this pit bull around. But there are, if I had a kid, I definitely would not have a pit bull in the home. But if I was a single bachelor, yeah, I would have a pit bull for sure.
That's right, baby. I love that for you, baby. See that tail? That tail wag is a good sign. I love that for you, baby boy. We're going to get you straight. Get you a nice little bath and all that, baby. Yeah. What's his name?
Brother?
Prada, like the shoe?
Yeah.
And y'all got my boy living wrong, son? Come on, Prada.
I'm sorry. They probably wouldn't want, like, some white boy like myself hanging out with them. But these guys actually seem like pretty decent dudes. Like, you know, I know that some people, maybe the right wing or whatever, would be like, oh, these are thugs. These are criminals. You know what? They might be criminals. Who knows? But they seem like they're pretty decent people, and they did a good thing. This dog might have a loving home now. Who knows? I mean, these assholes could be using this dog as a bait dog. And we don't know what a bait dog is. People that fight pit bulls, they get nice pit bulls, and they let the mean pit bulls, like, eat up on them and stuff. So, what I'm trying to say is, I think these guys actually did a really good thing.
I'll probably watch you in, give us like 2 weeks, bro. You're gonna look like a brand new baby. I promise you, baby. I promise you.
I know that I don't promote it enough, but I am on TikTok. I do post some videos. I've been posting a little bit more as of late, but I do use TikTok more of a place to be able to find audio to be able to use on the show. And I did find this one piece. This is from Barstool Sports Twitter, or not Twitter, TikTok account. And I never even thought about this. They went around and they tried to interview people and see if you could breathe in through your nose and talk at the same time. Now, I've been trying it, and it's pretty much virtually impossible. If you guys would like to try it, if you could breathe in and talk through your nose, and you would like to send it to me to be able to play, Or if you'd like to just leave a voicemail, you can do that 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me an email, tuttle@gmail.com, and I will play it on the air. Here, I'll try it, okay? Hold on. See, it's kind of hard to do. It's a really, really weird feeling. Hello? I can't. It's hard to. Look. No, see, I can't. I can't do it. I'm trying to say, welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and it is virtually impossible to do.
Shit, that's really hard. How you doing? No, you can't do it.
Hi. Nope.
Not too easy.
It's impossible. It's impossible to do. I can't do it. No, my brain doesn't.
I'm trying to do it, and you guys think that I'm like overselling it. I'm trying to talk and I'm trying to breathe. I cannot do it. I'm trying really hard. I'm sounding like an idiot. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm gonna play one last. See, that actually hurts my throat. I'm gonna play one last quick piece of audio before I go to break. I saw this talking about Steve Harvey, about men and women, not in his life, in his opinion, not being able to be friends. Now, maybe this is where I've been going wrong, because I've talked about this. When I go into relationships with women, when I meet a new person, I treat them, I go into it as, all right, do I want more? Yes. But at the very least, I made a new friend. And now I'm reanalyzing that. Maybe that's why I get taken advantage of so much by the opposite sex. Because they really, really do. They take advantage of my kindness. And maybe I should start being a little bit more like Steve Harvey. Man, he does have some great teeth, though. Jesus Christ. He probably has the best set of teeth on video, movie, and TV.
All of my friends are men. I don't have female friends. I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, come on.
Because you have a wife.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female friends because, look, okay, let's get rid of this myth right here.
I want to know why.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Let's get rid of this right here. You're an attractive woman. There's some guy somewhere saying, yeah, we're friends. No, that's not true. He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening except this friendship we have. We remain your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust and believe that guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment he gets the opportunity.
And you think
we're
most
guys.
Men think this way?
99.9% of us think that way.
All right, couple of things I take away from that piece of audio that I just played for you. Steve Harvey is a nasty because he goes straight for the crack. Like, not crack rock, but is he talking butt sex? Because I'm telling you, like, I think that's a little too forward going straight to anal and not going to the vagina. But he's talking about crack. So maybe he was talking about the vagina. Number two, he, if I'm just being honest, he's kind of right. He is. Like, I try to play the nice guy. I do. And it's not that I do not respect women. See, that's the thing about it. Women are able to sexualize men, but men are not allowed to sexualize women because of the Me Too movement. And I'm not saying the Me Too movement is not a good thing, because a lot of women were getting sexually harassed, sexually assaulted. So yeah, it kind of is a good thing. But Steve Harvey is kind of right. And it's not men's fault. I'm not trying to make excuses for dogs. And by dogs, I mean, like, you know, people that just want to play women, get laid, and then leave. But it is a part of men's, like, instincts. Because I've talked about this a lot on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. By the way, when I say the Tuttle Daily Podcast, does that count as me talking about myself in the third person? Because I think that people that talk about themselves in the third person are absolute complete douchebags. Or you just sound douchey. Like, I saw an interview with Scottie Pippen and the guy from ESPN. What is his name? Dan Patrick. Yeah, Dan Patrick. Scottie Pippen was talking about Michael Jordan, and he just kept saying, Scottie Pippen. When talking about himself, he was just Scottie Pippen. And he just seemed like the biggest asshole douchebag in the world. But we are nothing but animals. We forget about that. We are nothing but evolved animals, and it is in our instincts, that primordial ooze that is at the primitive part of our brain that says, procreate, spread your seed. But we have evolved over the years. We've become more intelligent, and we want to get married. We want to get into relationships and stuff, which, I mean, that's fine and dandy. Creating a family, starting a family, having kids and stuff, that is what it's all about. Most likely, we'll never be able to do that. So why am I always going into things not looking for a romantic or sexual relationship with somebody when I go into it, it's like, I just be friends with them. Maybe it's because I'm a sucker. Maybe it's because I'm too much of a nice guy. If you look in the animal kingdom, the nice animals are the ones that are prey. They are the ones that get eaten. They are the ones that get taken advantage of. So maybe I just need to kind of listen to this audio a little bit more and more and kind of start, you know, calling an audible and pivot a little bit. And my romantic relationships might become a little bit better. My dating life might become better. Who knows? Gonna take a quick break. Gonna wrap up the show in just a few seconds. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody that emailed me. And I most likely on a normal day would have read them, but I'm keeping them to myself. Got a lot of great feedback from people that were showing me some love, telling me that I should not feel guilty. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, not yesterday, but the day before, I had a really, really crappy day. That's why my voice sounds like shit. I was able to get at least a good 6 hours of sleep last night. And I feel like $1 million today. I just had that one little bad experience there. I did. You know, I've been reading a lot of stuff. I've been trying to talk to people. Not really. You know what? I'll take that back. I'll retract that statement. There's only one person I've really been talking to besides my mom. And besides that, that's it. I kind of cut a lot of people out. And Vulture. And see, now I'm just looking like a complete liar. But I just want to be to myself. I'm tired of the disappointment. I'm tired of the people that say that they are going to be here for me. The ones that are going to show up and they don't show up. They no call, no show. And I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are. And the ones that have been there for me, you know who you are. I don't need to give you a gold star. I don't need to give you accolations or accolades or whatever. What I'm trying to say is that I just want to thank all the supporters of the show that have helped me out in many, many different ways. By helping spread the word. Because that's the only way this podcast has grown. Because I am not on terrestrial radio right now. Every little bit of growth that I've gotten from this podcast has been from hard work, hustling, and you, the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. That's why I call you supporters. I don't call you fans. I don't call you listeners. You guys are just as important as I am. I ask you guys, just give me a chance. Listen to my show one time. Tell your friends, family, loved ones, neighbors, even enemies, if you hate me, to listen to the show. Just give it a chance. That's all I'm asking. Make sure you vote for me for Best Podcast in Orlando in the Orlando Weekly Best Of Competition. Go to Tuttle.net/vote. I'm going to leave you with this last piece of audio. Not even going to interrupt it. I'm going to ride out with it. I'm going to play it in its entirety and then go into the closing. I played some of this guy's stuff before. It is the guy on TikTok that covers Cartman songs. Well, not Cartman. He covers popular bands by using a voice as Cartman. And this one I'm going to play for you is he covers Creed's Higher. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you are safe. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
Today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.